91.7 WHUS Stores. My name is Hank.
I'm Ted.
And this is the Hank and Ted broadcast. Hopefully the last one will be pre-recorded. This is being recorded Monday night. Hopefully we can start doing these live and maybe getting some video.
Yeah, start posting it.
Yeah, start
some Subway Surfers clips. Go famous.
I meant like recording, like we sit out with microphones and record.
Yeah, I know. Like we'll be on the top of the screen and then below that will be Subway Surfers or Blockblast. Blockblast is
the new thing.
Like what brain rot like do people have under their like video right now?
All those fake games.
They do like Family Guy clips, but we can't really do that.
Yeah. Well, we can't do that. Someone else could.
Yeah.
Someone steal our content and we go viral.
That would be crazy.
That'd be wild. Like,
our stolen content went viral like before we did.
Imagine like,
and then they profit off of us.
You know what? Every week, I'm gonna nominate a new person to come on the show, and this week it's gonna be Clavicular.
Yeah,
Clavicular.
ASU.
Can we get leader. Yeah? Can we get Clavicular and ASU frat leader debate on the show?
Dude, I love Clavicular. You got released from prison.
Ironically.
Yeah, ironically. I mean...
He did. We've never talked about him on the show.
No, we haven't. So, for those of you who don't know...
Who have lives and are over the age of 20.
He's our age, right?
Yeah, he's younger than us.
He's younger than us.
Yep.
All right, so it's like this teenage guy. He's like 18 or 19.
He just turned 20.
And, he's like obsessed with like looking like alpha.
Looks maxing.
He calls it looks maxing.
So looks maxing is something that was brought up in the incel community, which is essentially trying to, it's just improving your life and going to the gym, but you do it for just like vanity and just like looking better to other guys, but it's not gay. They'll like really hammer this in. It's not for any gay reasons. Yeah, like, you know, if you're over the age of, like, 25, you remember, like, Elliot Rodger. That's a big part of it. That was just, like, incel movement in general. But Clavicular is, like, he's bringing it to the mainstream, which is weird because before this, all, like, the incel stuff was relegated to 8chan and all that, like, really deep internet forums. And we only really heard about it when, like, a mass shooting happened.
Yeah.
But now I go on Twitter and all I see is this like 20-year-old kid, like straight up like salute, like heiling Hitler.
Yeah.
Just doing crazy stuff.
Yeah. And like the like level of mental illness that he's at is crazy.
Yeah. He takes meth to stay lean.
Yeah.
Like I don't even know if he like microdoses it or what, but he just like does meth to stay lean.
He like said his list of drugs and it like half of them are illegal.
Yeah.
Like
it's like steroids.
You can't even get them prescribed. They're just like fully illegal.
Steroids and like amphetamines.
Yeah.
Like it's terrible.
But you know, he's looks maxing, so
if you're out there and you have like a son who's like anywhere between the ages of like 14 and like 21, 22, it might be good to check on them to make sure that they're not going down that, because I mean like neither of us are in high school, but from what I've heard from like friends, like, you know, younger siblings or whatever, like it's still like people are really getting into that. They're really getting into these weird like incel conspiracy theories and like looks maxing, and they actually like regard these people highly.
Do you remember like when like people would like start mewing? Like I feel like that's kind of the source of this. Like mewing.
Yeah, but there's like mewing was like a meme, but Clavicular has like injected it. Like mewing came from the same incel circles.
Right?
Yeah, it was a looks maxing thing, but Clavicular really brought in the like alt-right elements of it.
Yeah,
and started like making it just really hateful. But, yeah, and he got frame-mogged.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what that means.
I don't remember what mog, I know it's an acronym.
To mog what, is, like, to, like, look good, I thought, or, like, well, to, mog like, is be to over like, someone. Like, if you're mogging someone, you're, like,
it's
over
like,
them.
If you're mogging, you're, like, dominating someone else.
Yeah.
It comes from AMOG, alpha male of the group. So frame mogging.
This is so dumb.
I know, but right now, if you go into a high school, like, it's taken them by storm. Yeah, it's like scary.
Part of their vocabulary too.
Yeah,
it's shocking.
Like, I guess we had the same thing back in the day with like Ben Shapiro, because Ben Shapiro was big when we were like 14.
He big like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, did he take over our vocabulary?
I mean,
like, there are always memes that took over our vocabulary, but like, I feel like it wasn't like so like alt-right leaning.
I would say, I mean, facts don't care about your feelings was definitely
true.
In a lot of people's vocabulary way back when.
Yeah, that's true.
But if I think the thing is, it's become so much more cynical in a way.
Yeah, it's like knowing we're cooked.
We're like, yeah, like Ben Shapiro. That's another topic. Oh, he was making fun of Candace Owens at a TPUSA event. Did you see that?
No, I didn't, but that makes sense.
I don't remember exactly when. I think a couple weeks ago. But he was, like, making jokes and, like, just making fun of, like, people who were speaking at the same event, like, speaking after him. Like, he was talking trash on, like, Megyn Kelly and Steve Bannon, and then Steve Bannon and Megyn Kelly, like, talked on the same stage after him.
Dude, the Republican Party is falling apart.
It is.
It's low-key awesome.
It's pretty great. I'm all here for it.
It needed to happen.
I don't remember what professor I had who said this. Or it was a teacher in high school or something. That was like, fascism will do a lot of damage, but the good thing is it never lasts more than like 5 years.
Yeah.
Like the longest one, like Pinochet, that was like 20 years. But even then, in terms of like a government organization, 20 years isn't very long. Or like, I don't know how long Franco was in power for, but like, it falls fast, and it seems to be falling right now, which is good.
Yeah, we're at the point where I think the pendulum is swinging back, I think.
Yeah, I think
at least the general consensus amongst us, like amongst like the standard American, is swinging back towards, oh wait, maybe this isn't good.
Yeah.
And but the Republicans still have a lot of power for now.
Yeah.
Like, they can still do whatever they want. They're just worried about midterms, which is good.
You know what the biggest thing for that is, though, I think, the pendulum?
What?
Israel. I think Israel is, like, the biggest player in terms of the pendulum swing right now.
Yeah?
Because a lot of, like, you can talk to a moderate Democrat, like, and even they'll be like, you know,
Israel stinks.
Yeah, they'll be like, Israel's not doing such great things right now.
Israel didn't treat Palestine very well.
Yeah, and I think that says a lot. Even like a couple months ago, the majority flipped to being like not like anti-Israel, but
yeah,
like agreeing that Israel's committing far worse atrocities than Hamas ever did.
Actually, Hamas put babies in ovens, so
true.
Even though there's no evidence of this, they
love
did.
Benjamin Netanyahu.
BB, we love you. BB, do you love me?
Remember when he spoke in front of Congress?
He speaks in front of Congress like twice a year.
You remember like the big time that he did it?
Like
last
yeah,
year?
Yeah, I do.
That was wild.
And everyone was like trying to get Biden to like, this was still Biden time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone was like very trying telling. To get Biden to like do anything.
Yeah.
And he just wouldn't.
But what is he even up to?
Biden?
Yeah.
He just looks like he's living normal life. Like, he's on vacation all the time. What else good do you do him. When you're 80?
Yeah, like, good for him.
He looks healthier than Trump.
You probably just look healthier once you get out of office, though.
Yeah. Speaking of presidents out of office, Obama was at the NBA All-Star game yesterday.
He caught a ball.
And he caught a ball?
That went out of bounds.
Did you see Devin Booker pushing Jokic out of the way? Because Jokic almost ran into Obama and Michelle.
Really?
Yeah, like Devin Booker, like, I don't really like, he's on the Suns, I think, right?
Yeah.
Whatever. He like literally like saw Jokic was about to like run out of bounds trying to get the ball, and Booker fouled Jokic in order to stop Jokic from hitting him.
That would be really funny if Jokic ran directly into the Obamas.
And killed killed.
They wouldn't die.
Nah, imagine like a broken arm though.
Yeah, but they're not. That would just be like a huge story. But they're not that old. Yeah. If you ran into Trump or Biden,
nah, but like
they'd like hemorrhage.
This is kind of adding to like the pendulum swinging thing. Like Obama's like looked at as like a cool dude.
Yeah, there's a lot of revisionism.
Like yeah, there is revisionism for sure. Like Obama did some bad stuff. There's no denying that. But he was like a normal president.
Yeah.
Like as far as presidents historically have gone, like he was just like.
Yeah, there used to be a time where like.
There were like standards.
Yeah.
And like Obama, like drone strikes are bad guys, believe it or not. Obama did a lot of drone strikes.
And then you have like Bush, who was like the first sign of like, okay.
We might be cooked.
Yeah.
Bush 2.
Yeah. Bush 1 was a very unremarkable president. Yeah. His biggest thing was failing on one of his agreements.
Yeah. But like Obama, like, was courtside and like when they showed him on the Jumbotron, everyone cheered. I mean, the game was in Los Angeles. So
yeah,
you can make the argument.
That's commie territory.
We're in commie territory.
That's California.
But at the same time, like, that's definitely got to show
would
something.
He would pull an applause anywhere. Maybe if he went to, like, the boonies, they would boo him.
I bet, like, unless he was in, like, rural, like, South.
Alabama.
No, if he was in the South, he'd get a lot of applause, too.
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
If he was, like, in a room of racist white people, he would not get applause.
Yeah.
But, like...
Normal people? They love Obama.
Yeah, like, I feel like out of every living president, he's the best one. Actually... If I could separate the first 3 years of Biden from his fourth year, I'd say first 3 years of Biden clear Obama.
Yeah.
And then, like, Israel happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's also just not that many presidents alive anymore.
No, because every president we elect is so old now.
Yeah. Jimmy Carter would have been up there.
Like,
rest in peace, the GOAT.
We have Bush, Obama, Biden, and Trump, right?
Clinton.
Well,
you can't.
He doesn't count.
Yeah, he did. I was talking to Chapel about this the other day. He did great things for the country. He brought us into a surplus.
He did. Guys, Bill Clinton's the best living president, actually. I may have lied. Bill Clinton, like, for Americans.
Yeah,
for Americans.
It's really hard to say that now.
Yeah.
Because.
As far as his policy went, he was pretty good.
Great policy. Great
economic, for Americans.
Great economic policy.
Yeah,
yeah. Brought us like people don't talk about that very much, especially since we're so focused on the deficit these days.
Yeah, no, we are not focused on the deficit. I hate when people say this shit. We pretend to care about the deficit when the Democrats are doing something, and then when Republicans do anything, we do not care about
deficit. Well, we should be caring about the deficit, but we'll never stop spending billions and billions and billions of dollars on the military.
Yeah, I mean, like, you can make the argument that, like, we should be funding our military.
Yeah, we should be, like...
And I, to an extent, I agree. Like, America can have a strong military. I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
But when it comes at the cost of, like, people living a good life, but that's where I draw the line.
We could take, like, a third of our funding out and still be miles ahead of everyone else.
Yeah. No, that's 100% true.
Maybe not, like, I mean... Maybe China, like China's making a lot of technological advances right now.
Yeah.
They're still not at our level, but they're like, they're advancing, but we'd still have the brute strength.
Yeah. No, I mean, US will forever be the strongest military, not just because we spend so much money, but because of our like geographical location.
Yeah.
It's impossible to invade the US unless it's from Canada or Mexico. And if we were smart, we would be allies with them, so that would never happen. But, you know, tariffs.
Yeah.
Gotta tariff our neighbors.
I can't imagine a scenario where, like...
Canada invades us.
Yeah, Canada's, like, doing deals with China or Russia.
Yeah.
And, like, invading them.
No, it's... Like, that's non-logical.
That's not gonna happen.
But, like, I think if we were to decrease spending in the military, we would have to do it gradually. Like... 5% a year for 10 years or something.
Mm.
Or like even less than that. You could do 2.5% a year for 10 years.
Yeah.
Just so like no one like immediately feels like they're getting fired because of like the US decreasing funding in their sectors and stuff.
Yeah, like, I mean, the military does employ
a lot of people.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
And, like, no one's shouting that we should not have a military. Like,
yeah.
That's dumb.
Every country should have a military. There's no question about
that.
But
there's a certain amount, and this is where the actual debate can happen. There is a certain amount that you can divest from the military and invest into more social programs, and we can still have a strong military, and we can help out our people. And that would also, I mean, if you lose jobs from the military because of that, you can employ a lot more through social care. There's a lot of people out there studying psych that want to be social workers.
Yeah.
Could create a lot of jobs. And Trump's destroying a lot of jobs right now, so we're going to need that
soon.
Dude,
our revisions have been the worst since the Great Depression era when it comes to jobs.
I think
we revised down a million jobs on our job reports this year.
Yep. Yeah, I remember in June they were saying it was like negative a couple thousand. And yeah. I don't really know when the last time that happened was. Probably during COVID.
Yeah, we didn't, like, when we were in a literal recession during COVID, people don't refer to COVID as a recession, but it was. Our economy shrank. Dude, we haven't been in a place like this economically since COVID, and before that since 2008.
Yep.
Like, people don't recognize that, like, Trump's an idiot, dude. His economic policy makes no sense.
If that, like, I want to see the parallel universe where the stock market isn't doing well.
Yeah.
Because that's their only line of every truth social post Trump makes is just like, stocks are up.
Dow at all-time high.
401ks are up. Like, yeah. Dude,
what about the people that don't have stocks?
Yeah.
Which is like 70% of America.
Really? 70%?
Some people like auto-invest their money into stocks.
I guess a lot of people have 401ks.
There's a lot of office 70%. Jobs in America.
Yeah, you're right. 70% of people.
70% of, like, working adults, obviously.
Yeah. Like, you can't judge, like, if the stock market's doing good, that's great. That's a good thing. But stock market isn't going to lower the price of groceries.
Yeah.
Or
you want to know what will? Subsidizing farmers. But you can't do that, Trump.
No, because then...
That's communism.
Yeah. And also, you know who works in those farms?
Illegal immigrants.
Immigrants. Not just illegal immigrants.
Immigrants. Just immigrants.
Brown people. If you want to get technical, brown people.
Whoa. Don't say that.
You can't give money to immigrants.
Actually, I agree. We should deport all immigrants. America is for Americans only.
We're trying. Hey, we've gone like 3 weeks without killing someone.
Yeah. ICE pulled... Oh, that's something we can talk about. ICE is pulling out of Minneapolis. Finally.
So all those nothing ever happens people who don't want to go out and protest.
That's, you don't have to, I guess.
You have to take the small victories.
Yeah. I mean, this is... The only reason that they pulled out of Minneapolis is because of the amount of protests. You have to keep this in mind. Like, when, like, people are dooming and they're like, oh, going and protesting doesn't do anything. Like... The only reason that any of this, like, went positively, and obviously two Americans are dead, like, that's devastating. Yeah. But the only reason that they're not continuing to knock on every door and break down doors in Minneapolis is because of the people of Minneapolis going out there and protesting.
Yeah, like Tim Walz and Jacob Frey, like, I love Tim Walz.
Yeah.
He fumbled with the fraud stuff, but, like... Besides that,
yeah, he's pretty cool.
great guy. Jacob Frey, I disagree with him on a lot of stuff, but I think he's a fine mayor.
Yeah.
Neither of them have the power to stand up to Trump.
No,
they just don't.
That's what's so scary. Like, when people are like, oh, I wish, like, these leaders would actually do something. Like, this is something I genuinely disagree with, like, the most, like, leftist takes. Like, people are like, you can't bend the knee to Trump. You can't bend the knee to Trump. And that's true. You can't. However, if he is breathing down your neck and your response is to, like, say, like, we're gonna fight you on this, like, that is not going to help anybody.
Genuinely, the only, like, Democrat in the country that I think has the power to actually stand up to him right now is Zoran.
Yeah, because he has New York under his control.
Yeah, and that's because he has, like, I haven't seen the numbers, but he's probably up there with, like, just one of the most popular politicians in the country.
He has the Riz.
Yeah.
And even Trump recognizes he has that Riz.
Yeah. And, like, you know, Trump was getting down with him. I think he's, like, the only Democrat who can actually, like, stand up to Trump and win. The rest of them, like, it's not really their fault. Like, no. they should stand up to Trump. Like, obviously, you shouldn't, like, bend the knee and just be like, oh, yeah, ICE is good. But there's a line where it becomes political suicide.
And not just political suicide, like actual suicide.
Yeah, and also there's the threat of violence, too.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, there's a line to be drawn.
Like, I don't know, like, the take, like, of, like, oh, Hassan, like, Hassan always says, like, Tim Walz was, like, bending the knee to Trump when he wasn't, like, telling the police officers to arrest ICE officers. What happens when you arrest ICE officers, bro? Like, that's crazy escalation. And yeah. I don't even disagree with the take that they should be arrested. It's just, like, what happens if we do arrest them?
I mean, like, they should be arrested.
Like, civil war starts then, though, don't you think?
Yeah, because the last thing you want to see is Trump to send in the National Guard, which he's more than willing to.
Yeah, like, he already did that in Cali this summer.
He did that in California. He did that in D.C.
They're still walking around D.C.
Yeah, I didn't see any when I was there, though.
Really?
No.
Well, they're allegedly in D.C.
Yeah, it was still scary, though. There were just Secret Service everywhere.
Yeah. Nah, but, like, I'm really happy, like, not with the outcome in Minneapolis, but how much people have responded to it.
Yeah.
I think that, like, the killing of Rene Good really sparked this pendulum swing that we're discussing in a lot of ways, because even, like, people who are super pro-ICE were like, holy heck. Yeah, I caught myself. No swearing. It's not safe harbor hours. Holy heck, man. I love me some police officers, but when they kill American civilians, that's bad. I don't think I can support this anymore.
Yeah, and, like, you have that meme that was, like, the two soy jacks are, like, I only mobilize for white women.
Yeah.
And, like, that's true. That is true. That's unfortunately true. However, that's a separate problem from right now.
Yeah.
Right now, we need to focus on, like, getting out there and just, like, being heard. Which happened in Minneapolis, which is very good.
Yeah. I mean, like, I'm happy we're there. Next step is making sure that our elections actually happen in November. Because Trump is threatening to nationalize our elections, which essentially means that he will have control over every voting location.
Yeah, do you think we're going to have elections?
I'm leaning towards yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the general consensus, is that, like, probably.
But, like, it's crazy that we're even talking about this.
Because it would be a really stupid move to, like, nationalize them.
That's never getting reversed.
Yeah.
If that happens. And then low-key country down the drain, guys.
And, like, his
states' rights are important.
His approval rate, already not good.
You want to hear something crazy that I saw?
What?
If people could go back and vote as if it was 2024 again, 48% of people say they would vote for Biden and 46% say they would vote for Trump, according to new polling.
In 2024?
Yeah, 2020? As of last year.
Like, you mean Harris?
Harris. Okay. The Democratic ticket versus Damn. Trump.
That makes sense.
Because, like, everyone, like, this is how people vote. People vote, like, with how things are going on in their life right now, right?
Yeah.
And when Biden was president, he inherited, like, a really crappy economy and a lot of inflation, and he did turn it around for the most part, and prices were starting to come down, and then he had to run for re-election, and everyone's like, wow, these last 4 years have been rough. Like, I feel like we still haven't recovered from COVID and all this. So they voted for Trump because they're like, well, Biden didn't fix everything like he said he would. And then we got Trump, and Trump immediately tariffed every other country, essentially giving us more taxes, and prices of everything continued to go up. And all this is while he's like, I'm going to take Greenland and I'm going to take Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be the best America's ever been. But
I mean, I think from an optics standpoint, maybe it's good, because now J.D. Vance will be able to ride his coattails into 2028.
Oh.
The odds of him winning are, I think,
dude,
going. I mean,
I'm so scared of J.D. Vance, though.
The only year that really matters, though, is going to be 2027.
No, the year that matters is like the 3 years between now and 2028, and hoping Trump doesn't die from something random.
Yeah.
Because that will immediately make whoever inherits his spot, which will be JD and Marco, probably.
And that would be, unfortunately, that would be a strong ticket. That would be a very strong ticket, because they're both very young.
And they're both evil.
Yeah.
They like, even more than, even though they don't have that riz, though.
Yeah, neither of them are charismatic at all.
But it wouldn't matter, because they could ride off of, oh, our president who fought for us.
We're going to carry the flame.
We're going to carry the flame. We are Donald Trump.
Oh, Democrats need to get their stuff together.
Dude. But like, this is a conversation that I had with my mom. Like, how are we going to support Dems if Dems are just Republicans but 10% better? Like, they're running, they continue to run as centrists. Being like, okay, what you're saying is crazy. We're going to do that, but like 10% less evil.
Yeah.
Maybe 20.
They're doing like, we're gonna hike up healthcare premiums, but hashtag BLM.
Hashtag LGBTQ rights.
Gay pride flag.
Yeah.
Like it's really awful.
I 100% understand, like, the, like, thought that if we go to the center, we'll get more of the voter base. But that's what Kamala did last year. And how did that go?
Yeah.
And that's what Biden did. And I guess he won in 2020, but that was also after four bad years of Trump
and COVID. And COVID.
But, like, if you look at Obama, like, he ran more progressive than he ever ended up being in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Because
he pushed for change.
He pushed for change. He didn't necessarily push as a leftist, but he pushed to change the country. And, like, I feel like in a lot of ways, like, most candidates are running on, like, the idea that, like, we need to get back to core American values.
Yeah.
But...
And they're running on, we need to get back to the status quo.
Yeah, but we don't want the status quo. Yeah. We want better than the status quo.
Yeah, because now people are more and more wising up to, like, yeah, Obama did terrible things too.
Yeah.
And, like, Obama ran on a progressive campaign for the time and accomplished some of it. Some of it. And there's a dog in here. All right, anyways, accomplished, you know, some of it, some good stuff.
Yeah.
But we should aim for better than Obama.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with aiming for the stars. Like, this is why Zoran won, in my opinion. I mean, he had great marketing and all sorts of stuff behind him, but, like, he beat, like, Andrew Cuomo.
He beat a career Democrat.
Yeah.
Who has incredible name recognition in the state of New York.
Yeah, as an unknown city councilman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was polling at, what, 2%?
Initially,
a year before the election.
Yeah.
And then now he's the mayor.
Well, you want to know how he did that? He showed that he cared and he wanted things to change. Mm-hmm.
And he was young and charismatic.
Yeah.
Which Trump is losing his riz. He's losing his charisma.
Yeah. He also just looks like he's dying.
He's like three different colors, yeah.
Yeah, he's like red and white and purple.
What's I haven't heard anything from him in a couple days, I feel.
Yeah.
Where's he?
I feel like he's just like they're Bidening Trump.
Yeah. What was his last big appearance?
I couldn't tell you.
He was at Mar-a-Lago for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and didn't watched Bad Bunny.
Yeah, they didn't. They watched Bad Bunny.
They didn't even watch the All-American
halftime.
That was
Mike Lindell's thing.
Yeah, Mike Lindell is running for governor of Minnesota. We can talk about that.
Also, ShamWow guy.
ShamWow guy?
The ShamWow guy is running for Texas rep. Also a conservative. Also a terrible person. He's Israeli. And he also got arrested for beating up a prostitute. So there's your, the ShamWow guy.
That's awesome.
And, yeah, we already know Mike Lindell. Have you seen the interview that Mike Lindell did with Jordan Klepper a couple years ago?
Nah.
It's so funny.
I'm kind of curious about MyPillow still. Are they tough?
They've been removed from every major retailer in the country.
So they're not tough.
They used to, because of Mike Lindell.
Oh, it's because he's crazy.
Because, yeah, remember, he was one of the forerunner guys on the whole election fraud stuff.
Yeah, you're right. They're like, oh, yeah, Trump actually won.
Which, like, I don't know what...
Guys, there's still no proof of that. If we're still on
and
that...
they don't bring it up anymore. They won, and now it's just done.
Nah, Trump still brings it up.
Well,
Trump, when he talks, he's like, this is the third election I won, by the way.
Jack Smith testified before Congress. I don't know if we talked about that.
I don't think we did.
That was, when was that?
A few weeks ago.
Yeah, I mean, you already know, there's no way that they're ever going to rule, okay, yeah, there was actually fraud.
Because there wasn't.
But there wasn't any.
There was no large-scale fraud.
There's fraud in every election.
Every election is going to have a very, very small percentage of people.
Literally fractions of a fraction.
Yeah, that will do some, baloney to get their vote heard or whatever. But, the number of people that do that in regards to that total number of people actually voting... it's so minuscule, bro. And this is every election. Don't get me wrong. It's a problem. We should do more things to make our elections safer and all of this.
We should also just change how our elections work.
We can't rank choice.
Yeah. Which, that's a bit of a far... that's a pipe dream because arguably if you change the two-party system, the country would kind of fall apart.
Yeah, low-key would. But...
something to consider. Abolish the Electoral College.
No, I think this is my, this might be a hot take, but I think the first step in, fixing our political system is uncapping the House.
Yeah.
Because the House has been at 435 since, the Great Depression, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
And the number of, people that, each House member used to represent, maybe it was, the 50s. Used to be 50,000 to 100,000. And now it's 500K, maybe more, depending on the district. And that's just ridiculous to me. Because there's 330 million American citizens.
340, almost 350 around that.
So every House member would be 750,000 or more.
Yeah.
Per district. How are you going to get your voice heard? Ever.
Yeah.
The point of the House is that, you get your voice out there. And, people will be Congress will be even slower than it is right now. I low-key disagree, bro.
For reference, the UK has a population of, 15 million?
Oh, I would have thought more. I would have thought, 60 or 70 mil.
Yeah, 70 million. I was way off.
Yeah.
Okay. They have 70 million people.
Yeah.
Either way, a lot less than the U.S. They have 650 members of parliament.
Yeah. They are a fifth the size of the U.S. And they have 1.5 times.
Mm-hmm.
So, they're about 100,000 people per seat.
Yeah.
And we're 750,000. people.
Yeah.
Like, do you guys it's not just, like see why that's bad? Yeah, so I think if we uncapped the House, that would actually make way for more people to run in different parties too.
Yeah.
And that would kind of start to open things up. And then after that, I'd do Electoral College, then Ranked Choice, I think.
That would just, like, push us further into, like, a more parliamentary kind of system.
Which is fine with
which
me.
Which is, yeah.
Guys, Parliament's not that bad.
Yeah, like, it works for Europe. And who's to say it can't scale up to work for us? At least having more reps or more senators. Actually, probably not more senators. More reps.
I think there should be more senators. I think we should give... No. Before you do ranked choice voting, you add Puerto Rico as a state, too.
True.
And maybe add, like... representation but not statehood for some of the smaller territories.
Or let them be their own countries.
One or the other. Let them be like their own countries that still work with the US or something.
Yeah.
Like yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they should be maybe dual citizens or something like that.
Puerto Rico should be a state, like 100%.
Puerto Rico is the size of Connecticut, mm-hmm. population wise. There's no reason it shouldn't be a state. That's like four times more than like Wyoming.
Delaware.
Wyoming's like 500K. Still.
Really?
It's still tiny. Vermont is like 500K or 600K.
What state? Oh, state has the lowest population. Wyoming.
Yep.
584,000 people.
Yeah, like that's tiny, dude.
Yeah. Smaller than many U.S. cities.
Yeah.
That's
I mean,
crazy.
New York's like 8.5 mil.
Yeah, New York is approaching 9 million.
That's 17 times more.
Yeah.
By one. Like, that gives you information on Zoran's influence, too.
Yeah.
And that's also, like, the immediate surrounding areas are very affected by his policy. Like, Connecticut,
Fairfield
New Jersey.
County, Newark.
Yeah.
Philly. You could even count Philly.
Yeah. Like, and those are all pretty major parts of our country economically.
A good 15, 20 million?
Yeah. I've seen, like, a drawing of, like, the Northeast Corridor, and, like, we have, like, 80 million people in the Northeast Corridor. Like, the Northeast is huge.
We're, like, the Northeast Corridor, like, from, was, like, D.C., maybe further down.
Further, I think it went down to like
the Carolinas, yeah, like Raleigh or Charleston.
Yeah,
from there to like Boston is like the comparable in both size and population to Japan.
Yeah,
and
it's
probably
crazy.
Probably GDP, probably more GDP.
I don't know. Japan? A lot of our GDP comes from Cali, so.
Yeah, but that's a lot of cities.
I think all of that would be equivalent to California, though, or close.
Mm,
so yeah, it would be around the same as Japan. I can see that.
Still, though.
But, like, this is what I'm talking about. Like, there are so many, like, smaller things, like, that everyone can do to, like, try to help our country. Like, it's okay if, like, I'm not saying Democrats shouldn't have the House or the Senate because... separation of powers is important to me. Like, mm-hmm. I think, this is something that we need to do. We need to overhaul our court system or expand the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Like, there is no reason that the Supreme Court should just be, like, Trump's babies. Like, that's horrible.
Yeah.
I think there should be term limits in the Supreme Court.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And...
like, Clarence Thomas was nominated by Bush Sr.,
and I think the president shouldn't be the one that allows them to have more than one term. I think the president should appoint them, and then Congress at the end of every term should decide if it's valid or something like that. For them
yeah,
because
like the oldest is Clarence Thomas, and he's like approaching 80s, I think.
Mm-hmm. And he's evil.
Yeah, he's very evil.
Yeah.
And even another thing, like small stuff. Like, you know what would be great? Even, like, Northeast Corridor specifically, Updated railway infrastructure.
Dude, I was actually crashing out because Ned Lamont made like this big announcement. This is Connecticut specific about like our upgraded Hartford line train cars that we're going to have starting next year.
Mm-hmm.
And the train cars can go up to 110 miles per hour. And like, that's cool. Like, that's great. It can, the current ones can only go like 65 or 70.
Yeah, even the...
This doesn't matter because the rails are so old.
Yep.
That it'll never go that speed.
They need to lay more rails. Like they tried. Remember they did the Acela thing.
Yeah.
Where they just like upgraded the rails. Mm-hmm. But like I remember when I was going to DC, the Acela cost like an arm and a leg more than a regular Amtrak ticket, and it gets you to DC like 30 minutes faster.
Yeah.
On top of a 5-6 hour train ride.
Mm-hmm.
It's so stupid.
Yeah, like, this would be so tough. I saw, like, have you ever, like, just looked at the maps of, like, the 95s and the, like, or, like, the 5s and the 0s, like, the highway lines?
Yeah.
Apparently, like, historically, those, like, Amtrak was thinking about using the highway lines, like, the open space in the middle of them.
That would make sense.
As trains.
That would make sense.
Which would make perfect sense.
Yeah.
Like, just have elevated stations or have the highway go underground and have the train station on top of the highway. Dude, that would save us so much money from all the issues that people are saying, like, with reclaiming the land.
Yep.
Because people can't argue against highways because they love highways. And then slowly, once we have the trains built on top of those areas, we can get rid of the highways because people won't need cars as much. Or we can shrink the highway infrastructure.
And imagine how much more money the Northeast Corridor would generate if you could get from D.C. to Boston in, like, 2 hours.
Yeah. No, like, people don't understand. If you could go from D.C. to New York in an hour, bro, and then another hour gets you to Boston.
You, like, being able to commute from anywhere on the East Coast to New York City.
Dude.
That would...
We
that would bring in so
our economy
much
would
money.
Flourish,
that would
dude.
Bring in so much money.
But no. We can't do that because we love cars.
Yeah,
the car lobby is too strong. That's I actually think that's part of our issues when it comes to like developing public transit in America.
A lot of our issues come down to lobbying being too strong.
The car lobby is really strong.
Yep,
because that's kind of what caused us to boom in the 20s too, was the initial introduction of cars. Like, the roaring 20s were roaring because of, one, the Industrial Revolution really caught up to us in America, but we did cars. And you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think America was at the forefront of, like, automobiles even before, like, Germany.
Yeah, because we had, like, Henry Ford.
Yeah.
But now it's all
It's low-key Germany and East Asia. Germany still got Porsche, bro.
Yeah,
and
Germany...
Volkswagen.
Germany and Korea.
Yeah.
Hyundai.
Japan.
Honda. Toyota.
Honda,
yeah. So really, Germany, Korea, and Japan. And then the U.S.
We got Ford.
U.S. is fourth.
Is Subaru Ford. America?
Subaru is Japanese, I want to say.
I don't know. I'm not a car guy.
Yeah. We got Ford. Germany has Audi.
Yeah. Germany got a lot of the fancy cars.
Yeah.
But
yeah, car-dependent infrastructure, no good.
I understand, like, cars are convenient and, like, they make Americans feel American. Like, I get it. But, like, I really wish, like, instead of driving to UConn when I go home, that I could take the train back here and do homework on the train.
Yeah. And also, like, being on a train is such a vibe.
Yeah, guys, have you ever considered that, like, the vibe of, like, being on a train is better than driving?
Yeah.
Like,
seats are more comfortable.
You can, like, go
less
on your
likely
laptop.
To die.
You're way less likely to die.
The amount of
No
drunk drivers, even besides that.
Then okay, all you rednecks that are listening, I don't know if there's any of you, don't you think the drinking age should be lower in America? I have a proposition. Once we have good public infrastructure so people can take buses and trams and trains and the metro to get home from the bar, don't you think that kids, or not kids, that 18-year-olds should be allowed to drink in America, there you go.
True.
No drunk driving at risk. Isn't that the whole reason that it's 21 here because of drunk driving?
Mm-hmm. And it still kills a similar amount of people to gun violence.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
It's because like, only actually, America has these problems.
I think it might just be car accidents in general kill around the same amount as gun violence. But probably a big amount of that is drunk drivers. Because a lot of people drunk drive.
Yeah. But, like, I don't know who I was talking to about this, but, like, if everyone could just take the bus or the train home, then, like, there would be no concern with drunk driving. Yeah. Like, everyone that, like, you could even make the, like, punishment for drunk driving higher.
Yeah.
Because
it would just be such less of a problem.
Yeah. Like, and anyone that does do it either, like, was driving for a great reason or they should be in jail. Like,
mm-hmm.
And that's a valid, like, I don't know. So many of our problems are so, like, it's like we're stabbing ourselves. Like, yeah.
Like, we could.
But then we don't want to pull the knife back out and actually fix our wound. We just want to let it stay there.
And then you want to blame the other party.
Yeah, and then it's, oh, those Democrats. Oh, those rednecks. But, yeah. I guess that's another thing I would add on my policy when I run for president, you know, public transit, number one. I would probably do West Coast and East Coast first.
Yeah, coast to coast is going
to
be...
Coast to coast would take a while. You could do smaller projects across and then, like, eventually connect them.
Yeah.
That's probably like, what I would do.
What would be, like, a reasonable amount of time for coast to coast? Like, 12 hours?
Yeah. 12 hours.
Right now it's like a day
and a half. It's about 3,000 miles, right?
If you, like, nonstop driving, it's like a day and a half.
Yeah, so I'd say even 18. You know what I would do? I would connect Chicago to Washington, probably.
Yeah, that's fair.
And then, because, like, the land would not cost that much to purchase up there in the Dakotas. In Montana.
Because let's count in mountain ranges, like through Colorado.
That'd be true. An issue. No, Colorado is far enough south.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about like if you were to go from like Chicago to LA, that would be pretty hard. Yeah. So,
and then you can do, I don't know. I actually want to think about this, like how I would do it. Because it's like.
And then we can write a letter
to our Congress people.
To, Rosa DeLauro.
She's like the New Haven area one.
Whatever. She's like she's the first rep that I could think of here.
Yeah.
Or
she loves Israel, unfortunately.
Really? I thought she was based.
She's like really based except for when it comes to that. There's still a lot of people who are like that.
Yeah.
Where it's just like it's been hammered into their head so much that Israel is our friend that they're just like unable to see.
We can write a letter to Mr. Blumenthal or Chris. Mr. Murphy.
Yeah.
I think Chris is based. We love Chris Murphy. Chris
is pretty based.
We love Chris Murphy.
Nah, we should start with Connecticut infrastructure if we're going to talk to...
Yeah. Well, that lies solely around the highways governor. In Hartford.
It's low-key the governor, too.
Yeah, if we're going to talk about... Connecticut, that's the governor.
Yeah, but, come on, Ned.
But infrastructure in Connecticut, the crux of the problem is Hartford.
Dude, I'm still angry about what we did to Hartford. Like, I wasn't alive, but like we tore down a beautiful city to mm-hmm. build those highways.
Used to be
my the most mom powerful wrote city. Her grad paper about the highways choking Hartford.
Yep.
When she was a grad student.
It's terrible. Like, what city was it? Was it Cleveland that had a
Cleveland
bunch of...
Cleveland was also beautiful.
But then they ruined it with highways. Yep. And they recently...
They're trying to make it better.
They put them underground.
Yeah.
And same thing with,
Boston.
Boston?
Boston buried a bunch of its highways. Yeah. And it's still kind of cooked. Like, driving in Boston sucks now. But you shouldn't be driving in a major city.
And DC, have you been to the Wharf?
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice. Didn't that used to be highways?
I don't know.
I think so.
I believe you.
But that's like, That's a real nice place. And we could have that in Hartford. We could have that beautiful riverfront property just by getting rid of the highways.
Yeah.
Burying them underground.
Yeah.
It's that, the 84-91 interchange.
Yeah, and initially they were planning to build another one that went around, like, the backside of the Capitol, so it would be on literally all sides.
It's so stupid.
Like, if it went, like, I can't explain this very well. You know how there's, like, only one area that's not covered by highway, like, when you're going to Hartford, right?
We're talking about, like, by the Capitol building?
Yeah, like, behind there's no highway.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Initially, there was a plan to...
That'd be stupid. Bro, come on. Like...
Dude, we don't need... This is my hot take. We do not need, like, more than one major highway near a major city. Like... I'm serious.
New York got a lot of people, though.
Well, New York is 8.5 million yeah. people. That's different.
Just, like, for our... Like,
I mean, when it comes to Hartford. Like...
Yeah.
Hartford, you should have, like, one... You could have, like, a 291 or something that connects to the other highways and just get rid of everything else.
And, like, we're in such a strategic spot.
Unfortunately, we can't do that because we already built the infrastructure. Yeah. So we just got to bury it. If we play... That's all we can do.
We're in the middle of two of the biggest cities in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Like New York City, top 10 cities in the world.
Yeah, greatest city in the world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Power, people,
banks.
Money, banks. And Boston. Boston's maybe top 50, I don't know.
Yeah, it's probably up there.
It's up there. There's a lot of people. But like, yeah. If we really, like, revitalized the, even just the, like, Hartford-Springfield, that, like, combined metro area,
mm-hmm.
That's a lot more people coming to live in our state, because now it's, you can commute from Hartford to either Boston or New York. It's a lot of money that we can make.
Greater Boston is 5 million people.
Really?
How big is Greater New York?
10. 15 million. I don't know. Well, it depends on what you count as Greater New York.
19 to 20 million.
But that's like, no one knows like where exactly you can, like how far on Long Island do you stop mm-hmm. Greater New York?
Or how far into Connecticut?
Yeah. Because like, I've seen some people make the argument that like Hartford's probably part of the Greater New York area.
Yeah, and I kind of see it.
I mean,
you can say the same thing about Boston though. Yeah. Like Hartford is in a great strategic spot, and you know what we do with it? Nothing. Like, man. Connecticut is like the quiet state on purpose in a lot of ways. Like, that's always how it's been since Massachusetts and New York surrounded us, which has been hundreds of years. But like, guys, like, we're cool too. Like, we should do something.
Yeah,
like, lock in, demons. We were almost the Connecticut Patriots.
Oh my, if we were the Connecticut Patriots, I would support them.
Yeah, I wouldn't be a Ravens fan.
Yeah. Drake May, maybe I would even like Drake May.
No, he sucks.
He's ugly.
He's bad in the playoffs.
Biggest choke.
That was really bad.
All time.
Dude, that was one of the worst Super Bowls ever. I'm glad Bad Bunny was good.
We were rooting for the Seahawks.
No, but in general, like, they kicked 5 field goals before there were any touchdowns in that game. Yep. Like, I'm not saying Sam Darnold was bad in that game, but, like, it was just boring.
Yeah, like, that, like, has low-key probably ruined Drake May's career. That is, like, the worst Super Bowl performance.
Yeah, like, he got, like, a garbage time second touchdown. Like, he got one touchdown. He had one fumble and one interception before that. And then he was down, like, literally 23-0. He got his first touchdown, and you're like, okay, maybe he's coming back.
Wasn't that already in, like, the third quarter, though?
Yeah. You're like, okay, maybe he's going to do a Brady. He's going to pull a Brady.
Yeah.
And, like, do some crazy stuff. That did not happen, bro. Drake May, you were not made for the moment. You were Drake, I don't know, like, what's a bad nickname for him? Instead of Drake May.
Lay down.
Drake, lame.
Drake, lame.
I don't know. Yeah, he was not built for that moment. But
that could have been the Connecticut Patriots losing.
It could have been.
If we were
a better state. In Hartford, state. Connecticut.
Mm-hmm. Instead, all we have is opium.
We have the Yard Goats.
If you care about minor league baseball.
Well, that was a big get that we even got that. Let's be honest.
Mm-hmm. We had the Whalers 30 years ago.
Dude, bring them back.
100. Even that would bring so much money here.
Dude, like, I don't, like, this might be where I disagree with, like, a lot of, like, people, like, when it comes to, like, economics. But, like, it's beyond the economics, too. Like, it's a pride thing.
Happiness, yeah.
It's a pride thing. Like, even teams that, like, people that like the Giants, like, as their NFL team, the Giants suck. And they've sucked for, like, 10 years.
Yeah.
But, like, they're still, like, there for their team. And that just builds community in a state. And that's something you want.
Yeah.
Even if you disagree with them politically, you're like, oh, you're my fellow Giants fan. You're my fellow...
You're my fellow statesman.
Yeah, you're my fellow New Yorker. Like, that's cool, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Connecticut is, like... UConn is our closest thing to that. Like, everyone in Connecticut's a UConn fan.
Yeah.
And that's tough. I respect that. But, like, we got to get an NBA, NFL... NHL.
Like, even NBA would make sense. Or even just, like, a Hartford-Springfield team.
You do a team that plays in Hartford and Springfield for their home games. They do 20 in Hartford, 20 in Springfield, and then, I don't know, they play, like, away for the rest of the season because it's 82 games.
Yeah.
You know how much money that would bring to the Hartford-Springfield metro area? Because they're considered the same metro by a lot of people. Which makes, they're right next to each other.
Yeah, they're right next. It's like 25 minutes between them.
Dude, like, Hartford is just missing that pride. And it would be a big investment by both the state and by the NBA and all of that, even believing in Connecticut. But, like, the NBA wants to move, like, a team to Las Vegas. And that just does not make sense to me.
Yeah, isn't, like, the Hartford-Springfield area, like, the biggest metro area without a major sports team?
I think so, actually.
Because before, I guess, like, Seattle went a while before they had a major sports team, but now they got two. So, and, like...
I'm not counting, like, I'm not going to count any of the California ones because there are too many California teams.
Yeah, there's...
Respectfully.
LA got two. They got San Francisco.
Providence, Rhode Island. That's valid. They should have. Mm, but they always go to Patriots because that's even closer to them.
Yeah.
Hartford is considered number 8. Virginia Beach, Virginia. Virginia has D.C., though.
Oh, yeah. D.C. got stuff. Got the Wizards. They suck.
Commanders.
They got them. Capitals. Washington Capitals. They're pretty good.
Birmingham, Alabama.
They have the Crimson Tide. I guess it's like the same as us. We have UConn.
Yeah.
We got like a minute left. Do you have any closing thoughts?
Closing thoughts are that it's the little things. I'm genuinely serious when I say this, like, I'm going to try to reach out to some people about some of my thoughts I had on this podcast today.
Mm-hmm.
I
feel like Chris Murphy would respond.
He might,
he loves UConn students.
Yeah. He loves UConn students.
He's a UConn alum.
Yeah. Reach out to any of your local, senators or house members, reach out
to like
state assembly or even town council, stuff like that.
Town council. Yeah.
If there's something in your area that you want to see change or you want to put your input in, make sure your voice gets heard. Yeah, that's all I got to say. If you want to send us an email, you can email us at hankandtedpod@gmail.com.
Yep.
We have an Instagram. Maybe we'll be posting clips soon. That is Hank and Ted Pod on Instagram. Yeah. And you got anything else to say?
Bring the Whalers to Connecticut.
Bring the Whalers. Bring Hartford Founders basketball team.
I will leave my beloved Canadians behind to join the Whalers team.
I don't watch the NHL, but I'll start watching if we get the Whalers.
There you go. And you're listening to WHO Stories. My name is Hank.
I'm Ted.
And we will see you next week. Goodbye.